open for Dudley. And Father, as we bring up Jack and kick off this semester, I know this is Jack's heart as it is all of ours. Please speak in and through him, Lord. Give him the words that he needs to deliver so that, Lord, our hearts will be open to change and we will be the men that you need us to be. So please bless Brother Jack as he comes up to bless us with the intro for Screwtape Letters. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jack Long.
That's all right. That's all right. Among his many fine qualities, Dave Shugart is a graduate of Texas A&M University. Whoop! So, we love Dave. He has his contributions to Basecamp over the years just numerous. Okay, so where are we? A brand new semester. Anyone here for the first time? I know one guy for sure. Make sure, introduce yourself to your table mates. You don't already know them. This guy, you're here for the first time, right? Yeah. Harry Fulton, welcome back, Harry. And we're all glad to see you here. what do we got here? Is that showing up pretty good? Oh, dear. Can we lower lights? Can you guys see anyone there? Oh, yeah, it's working, right? There you go. If we could turn off a light there, maybe you could see these guys who really, there it is. How about that? What do we see here? Anyone know what we call these guys? What do we call these guys? It's a Marine Corps recon team. Hurrah! Right? So what can we say about these guys sitting there? What do we, they're awesome. They are awesome. So are these guys highly trained, or are they pretty green? I mean, some of them are literally green, but I mean, you know what I mean. are they prepared? Are they unprepared? Prepared. They well-equipped, or are they poorly equipped? Well, they're too well-equipped. How much does that pack weigh? That sounds a lot, right? Do they know there's an enemy? Because there's an enemy, maybe they plan. Maybe they train. Are these guys serious about what they do? All right, so I had a whole list of things there. Let's just look at them. They know there's an enemy. They assume that the enemy has bad intent. They train and prepare to defeat the enemy's plans. They act as a team, not as individuals. They're not out there alone. They're properly equipped. They take their mission seriously. It's an important thing to know about those guys, in case you didn't get to see the photo because you just came in. I saw that. Don't want you to miss the photo, Paul.
I knew where you were headed.
Okay. These men are battle ready. That's what I would like us to be. As the men of BCC, battle ready. We're going to take a mission seriously. We know there's an enemy. We assume he has bad intent. We know he has bad intent. Hey, Jack, what about the book? Well, we're supposed to be talking about a book, right? It's all this big hype, all of this and stuff, right? You're right. We're supposed to be talking about a book. Here it is. Not what you were expecting? All right, what's the quote I'm about to put up from Sun Tzu? Anyone want to guess? No, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. The Navy paid me to go to postgraduate school for 18 months and later to, Command General Staff College, all that. That's all I remember. Good investment, though, I think. Screwtape Letters is the book. Very excited about this. I'm sorry if I'm a little giddy as a schoolboy kind of about this, but I really like this book. I really like C.S. Lewis. The Screwtape Letters were discovered by C.S. Lewis in 1941, is when he came across them, evidently, as he kind of writes tongue-in-cheek about having found them rather than having written them. But Letters from a Devil was not his original idea. His original plan for this idea he had was letters from an angel, you know, a senior angel to a lower angel trying to care for somebody. Well, C.S. Lewis wrote about it, said, I realized I didn't have the vocabulary for that. We can't get our minds around it. I couldn't put it in words. This devil, sin, anger, fear, passion, lust, those words we have, right? We're well familiar with those. So even though that became a little easier, he always said this book was really not that fun to write. So July 1941, right? Fun times in London, in England, right? Got the Blitz going on. Every other week or month, some town is being firebombed in England. I had the names of a couple towns in the first half of 1941. They've flown out of my mind, but what's that?
Coventry.
In, I think, March of 1941, the Bismarck blew up HMS Hood. The pride of the fleet, 3 sailors survived the blowing up of the Hood, I believe. Not a great time. It's what was needed. This just popped into my mind, much as how the Christmas Carol was needed back when that guy wrote it. What was his name? Charles Dickens wrote that Christmas Carol a time when they needed it. This was needed. I wonder if C.S. Lewis studied Sun Tzu. We're going to help you know your enemy a little bit here by putting ourselves in his shoes. The book is dedicated to C.S. Lewis' dear friend, J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm sure all those letters stand for names. J.R.R. Tolkien, and aside from being a fellow don at Oxford University, is credited, along with one other guy, of discipling C.S. Lewis, converting him to Christianity from a pretty solid, academically supported non-belief. On the 5th of July, 1941, C.S. Lewis writes to his dear friend the dedication of this book. He starts out with a couple of quotes, and I've been practicing this a little bit, so you forgive me. See if this is exactly like C.S. Lewis, I know, because you guys didn't know him. Well, maybe a couple of you hung out with him. The best way to drive out the devil, if he will not yield to texts of Scripture, is to jeer and flout him, for he cannot bear scorn. It's a quote from Martin Luther. The devil is a proud spirit and cannot endure to be mocked. Sir Thomas More, contemporary Martin Luther, I didn't know until studying this. This guy's lived at the same time. I've no intention of explaining how the correspondence, which I now offer to the public, fell into my hands. And there are 2 equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. The devils themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight. Readers are advised to remember that the devil is a liar. Not everything that Screwtape says should be assumed to be true, even from his own angle. I've made no attempt to identify any of the human beings mentioned in the letters, but I think it very unlikely that the portraits, say, of Father Spike or the patient's mother are wholly just. There is wishful thinking in hell as on earth. In conclusion, I ought to add that no effort has been made to clear up the chronology of the letters. Number 17 appears to have been composed before rationing became serious, But in general, the diabolical method of dating seems to bear no relation to terrestrial time, and I've not attempted to reproduce it. The history of the European war, except insofar as it happens now and then to impinge upon the spiritual condition of one human being, was obviously of no interest to Screwtape. C.S. Lewis, Magdalen College, Oxford. That's the preamble to the book. So, if you're not familiar with the book, it is a series of letters written by a senior devil to his nephew, who is a junior tempter. And in these letters, he expresses the proper ways of reaching what they call the patient to bring him into what they call our Father's house. And if you hadn't read it, you're just in for a treat. That's all I got to say about that. So the theme of the semester, we want to be battle ready. The Screwtape Letters is a guide to consider the enemy's schemes, our own vulnerabilities, and the power of the gospel. And while we value the skill, the wisdom, the writing of C.S. Lewis, we want to be careful that we don't allow that to become the main thing or overshadow the prominence of three truths. There is an enemy. He wants to destroy us. And we have countermeasures. We have the gospel of Christ. We have that gospel available to us at all times in our hearts. That is our countermeasure. That is our Christ as our champion. So Dallas loves to talk about Commander's Intent. If you've seen a Dallas presentation up here, you've heard about Commander's Intent. And, well, I'm going to shamelessly rip that off. So Commander's Intent, you can find a lot of different definitions there, here, and there. But I like mission, methods, and end state. A good commander's statement, Commander's Intent statement will include these elements. Where do we get Commander's Intent about this semester? Well, maybe we can take it right off the pen of Paul. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. From Ephesians. Many familiar with that passage, I'm sure. Many memorize it, I'm sure. From this passage, I submit, we can get a pretty good clock writing over my words. Oh, no, you don't have the clock. I do. Okay, cool. A mission: defeat the evil powers, forces, and schemes. A method, for example, put on the full armor of God. Take your stand. We don't really see an end state here, but the Bible is nothing if not complete. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. I love that as an end state. The gospel will be preached to all nations. We must be battle ready if we're to carry out the calling of taking Christ to the nations. My prayer is that our study of Screwtape, the Screwtape Letters, will help us be more battle ready. Have a great cadre of teachers that are going to bring this to you every week this semester. Well, the battle rhythm. Each week we're going to cover two of the letters. Mostly, I think there's one week we're doing three just so we get it all in a number of weeks. They'll go in sequence. We have some tactics the teachers will be talking about. What were the high points and themes in the letter? How might it relate to our own experience? Most importantly, what does Scripture say about Lewis writing this letter? That's an interesting slash. What is the application? How can we thwart Screwtape? Point of emphasis on the Scripture. That's the main thing. Parting thought. Anybody know that guy? Those guys? There he is with his mom. Carter Law. Officer Law. Isn't that a little ironic, right? He gets... Love this guy. And his little boy, Shep, there. So I follow the Waco PD on Facebook, and they always post in interesting things, little stories, right? So there was a story they posted. You can't read it, but this is about, hey, this guy has gone missing. You see these... This is just about every day. I don't know what is up with Waco, but someone goes missing about every day, old guy. hey, his family's concerned about him. He left the, you know, retirement facility or whatever he's wandering around. What you can't see at the very top of that, it says, update. He's been found safe, right? So someone came back, updated the post. Yay. And so you get a lot of comments. I don't know, is that big enough for you guys to read? All right. Thank God he was found safe, right? Awesome. Sweet. And a lot of these, you know, prayer hands, yay. Whether they're praying for him to be found or thanking God that he was found. Yeah, you keep looking and then you run into something like this. Liars, the whole bunch of you, cameras don't lie. Okay, well, what's that about? And Bernadette, obviously quite upset, posts again. You guys have some low-life cops in this town. Man, dang, that's not so good. Keep reading a little bit. You know, you got a few more praying hands, a few more thank gods, and you run across this. Hey, Waco PD, you're a bunch of lying tyrants. Hope you all end up 6 feet under. I need to tell good citizen, we're all going to end up 6 feet under. Got your wish. And of course, not of course, but to my surprise, you run into something like this. Every cop who serves in your department deserves a death sentence. Now, I say, nice try, Screwtape. That doesn't make me feel very good to read that, let me tell you. I don't share this story. I don't share this part of the preparation with Mrs. Law, I'll tell you that. Nice try. Trying to knock me off. Trying to make me angry. Trying to make me fearful. Trying to arise in me passions which would take my mind off the cross of Christ. The fact that my son is battle ready. My son has the love of Jesus in his heart. He shames me at how much he's on fire for Christ. Him and his wife, Abigail. I know that Shep is going to be raised in a fine Christian home. And I celebrate that. So take that, Screwtape. A little video for you. And of course, Screwtape is keeping us from hearing the audio, evidently. This is Officer Law doing little belly blows on Shep. And if you're a dad, a granddad, you know the squealing and laughing that's going on. That little boy is wearing himself out from laughter. So this is what I cling to. This is what I celebrate. Is a wonderful family. I'm so thankful to God to giving me these people. You will not knock me off, Screwtape. Thank you so much for your time. Oh, buy the book. It's in the Nook. You can buy it online. There was a different version, a bigger one. I don't know if they still have it in the Nook. If you like it big, you can get it. I warn you, it's got some typos that are annoying, so I asked them to get a little better quality. I think it's like $8 or something for the book, or you get it online. And then there's some questions for you, and next week Richard is going to cover letters 1 and 2. Thank you so much for your time.